Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Tyler is earning every bit of his dollars today. He is earning them.
It is so sweet to see a true genius at work,
right,
making it fit, sliding those songs in. You're going to find out why that song especially has meaning this morning.
It is Wednesday, October the 6th, 2021, 7:39. We're looking at 70 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download the free WRHI app. Keep up with us wherever you go and wherever we are, which is probably right here, especially in the mornings. They won't let us out too often.
No, they don't.
I think they have a reason for that, but I don't know. We can check in with these guys. They know a thing or two about safety.
For sure. Right. This is Fire Prevention Week,
and
we have the great guys from the Rock Hill Fire Department joining us. We've got Travis McDaniel as well as Robert McCullough. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Now, Travis, you are Fire Prevention Captain, and Robert, you are Fire Inspector 3, which is at the top. So let's start with, tell us what your job involves, Travis.
Okay. Robert and I both work for the Fire Marshal's Office, and we're a small division within the fire department, and we're responsible for fire inspections in all commercial businesses in Rock Hill. And that's what Robert and three additional inspectors do. They inspect around 4,200 to 4,300 businesses a year. And our office is also in charge of fire safety education, which that's what we're doing today. And we're doing all week since it's Fire Prevention Week. And our office is also responsible for fire investigations. So we come out before the fire, we come out during the construction phase, and we see you on an annual basis. And in the event that you have a fire, you'll see us on the post end of the fire. We come out to do the actual fire investigation.
That is very interesting. So really no 2 days are the same.
Not at all.
In your line of work.
So and where you all are within the fire department, do you all work than a typical 8-to-5 job compared to firefighters that are on shift?
That's correct.
Okay.
We're based out of fire station number 6, which is out
gotcha.
By the airport.
Okay.
And we report each morning at 7:30, and we work a 7:30 to 4:30 shift. And then, of course, we're on call for fire investigations. So we stay extremely busy. We come out at all hours of the day and night, and we're just part of the fire department. We're just a separate division within the fire department.
To become what you're doing now in terms of, you know, fire prevention and part of the fire marshal's office, is it a prerequisite to first be a firefighter?
In Rock Hill, it's not. In Rock Hill, our backgrounds are a little different. Robert comes from a firefighting side. Robert was a firefighter up
in
north.
Jersey.
And I came from law enforcement. So I came over to the fire department. I was a Rock Hill officer, and we were doing fire investigations as with conjunction with the fire department. So had the opportunity to come over, and it's been great. It's been great.
So, Robert, kind of walk us through what your day looks like. So you will go to a business unannounced,
yes.
I assume,
yes,
and then walk around the building. I know this because I have had to give Robert a tour of CN2 multiple times unannounced. But to walk us through what I know, but if you can walk our
yeah.
listeners through what is all involved with an inspection.
What's on
certainly,
your checklist?
Certainly, on my checklist. Well, I get to the business, I announce myself, ask if it's a good time for a tour in order to perform the fire inspection. I want to create a rapport with the business owners or the people within the business. In a typical business such as RHI, this radio station, there are no sprinkler systems and there's no fire alarm. So those things a business would have to maintain on an annual basis. But fire extinguishers are required in every business, whether it has sprinklers or a fire alarm. So we ensure that the sprinkler, or excuse me, the fire extinguishers are charged, that they've been serviced within 1 year. We check for electrical abatements and issues that may cause a fire, things of that nature. We impart general fire safety as we perform our inspection, and like to pass along that the things that we find within a business, if we find something that is wrong, something that needs to be repaired, we'll typically give you a 30-day window in which to complete the repairs, but we will also present you with a written copy of your inspection so that you know the ramifications if those violations have not been corrected within 30 days.
That's awesome. And what's the number one cause of fire? Just curious.
Cooking.
So forgetting about something on the stove, like oil or something
grease
like that.
Fire.
Yes. Cooking fires seem to be our number one, not just ours, but nationwide, number one cause of fire.
During Fire Prevention Week, what do you hope families will do during this time?
Well, each year, the National Fire Academy and NFPA, they actually have a topic that they present. This year's topic is Learn the Sounds of Fire Safety. So it's talking about they want us to address the difference between a smoke alarm and a carbon monoxide alarm.
Both
of them beep, but there's a difference. So are y'all aware of the difference?
One's slower.
Okay.
But how do you know that's just not your batteries getting weak?
Good question. All right. So Patty was right. One is slower. The smoke alarm is a 3-beep alarm. So it will beep, beep, beep. And as a slower beep, if you hear 3 consecutive beeps, that is the smoke alarm going off. Patty, if you hear a chirp, that is telling you it's a weak or bad battery.
And the chirp only happens when you're asleep in the middle
exactly.
of the night.
At 3 a.m.
I can tell you that. As someone who has had to replace multiple smoke alarm batteries, that only happens.
Well, I'll tell you a secret. Grab the broom and just push that little reset button. That'll get you through the night.
But they always say it's a good time to check those batteries and change it right when we start to change our clocks.
That's correct. I have
learned that. So that has saved me some time.
Yes.
What do you do if you have one of those, I don't know what they were thinking, smoke detectors that is on a ceiling way too tall for you to, you know, you don't happen to have a 12-foot ladder in your garage.
Well, Patty, we have a program that that can assist those that live within the city limits of Rock Hill. It's a smoke alarm program.
Okay.
So you can call the fire department. You can call us at 803-329-7227. And if we don't answer, because, again, we work 7:30 to 4:30, you can leave us a message, and we'll get back in touch with you. And we'll come out. We can assist you with those high smoke alarms. We also have a battery change-out program, so we can change those batteries if you need our assistance.
And is there a cost for that?
There's no cost.
Wow. Really? Do you take tips? I mean, when someone just, you know, does a nice favor for me, I'm feeling like I need to send you home with a pie or something.
In the past, we have received donations.
Donations. That's a classy way to do it.
And we use those donations to go back into the system to purchase more batteries.
You're supposed to have a fire or smoke alarm in every room in your house? What's the ruling?
Okay.
NFPA standard says that you should have a smoke alarm within your bedrooms and within the hallway that serves those bedrooms. So if you have a door closed, you still have an alert outside of your bedroom alerting you that there is a smoke condition within your home.
Okay. Well, Robert, I know when people see you sometimes, they might get frustrated whenever you present them their to-do list to kind of clean up. But that's your visits, why it's so important, is you're doing preventing a fire from happening should a fire happen, right? So you're actually helping businesses and homeowners and whoever else you inspect make sure that if should there ever be a fire, that these could be potential hazards, that they will be removed so you can get out of said building quickly.
That's correct, Lucas. The smoke alarm program is for residences. The inspections that we do on an annual basis prevent fires. We want to ensure that if you go into a business that you can come out the same way, whole.
When you all walk into a room, when you're in your downtime, do you always just find yourself looking around saying like, well, they could do that differently. They could do that. They should do this. Like, or do you just turn it off and turn it on?
No.
It's always on.
It's always on.
So you are the ones that actually, if you're in a hotel, you're paying attention to how they diagram the exit strategy.
We typically share pictures when we come back from vacation. Look what I saw.
Yeah.
Do you want to look at my vacation pictures? You would think, you know, your family on vacation, but instead you take a look at all of the possible violations.
What not to do,
I'm
or
joking.
What's a good idea to try.
We were talking about that a couple of weeks ago. On the back of the doors of most hotels, they have the "you are here" and "where to go." And it's interesting. Everyone looks at it at some point. But when push comes to shove, would they be able to, when the hallway is filled with smoke, really understand what direction to go to?
Yeah.
Same thing on a plane. When I get on a plane, I literally start scanning everything. So just in case, then you can just jump into action.
Lucas, you got to be thinking like that.
I actually travel with my own carbon monoxide detector.
No, that's really
smart, though. That is encouraged as well, correct?
It's just something that I do. I really carry a carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
And you can get them very inexpensive that will fit very nicely in your suitcase. And carbon monoxide deaths happen. I don't know if you are, do you have any statistics? Like, do we know how often this occurs? We know it does.
We definitely know it occurs. And we've had situations that have been recognized on national level that the folks were from this area here. However, I don't have up-to-date numbers.
But, you know, if you're doing like if you are Vrbo or some of the on-site rentals where people are just – it's their property, and you want to make sure.
Yeah. The Jeffrey Lee Williams Foundation will also help you get your hands on a carbon monoxide detector if you need one. So just reach out to them. Jeannie has made it her life's goal to make sure another family does not experience what their family experienced.
Yeah.
So the Jeffrey Lee Williams Foundation, reach out to her if you've got questions or need a carbon monoxide detector. Reach out to these guys if you've got a smoke detector related question. And just reach out to them in general if you've got, you know, something in your house.
It'll help you sleep better at night knowing that you've crossed your T's and dotted your I's.
Very true. Well, we're appreciative of Travis McDaniel and Robert McCullough from the Rock Hill Fire Department as we celebrate Fire Prevention Week.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great information. We appreciate you.